What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is still in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. And I'm actually getting a lot of email over this issue about who actually owns this country. And the reality is that the vast majority of the lands are the collective property of the American people. And all this land grabbing that's been going on since Richard Nixon is unconstitutional and hence illegal. And all those foreign governments and banks who accepted the pledge of that land as collateral did not do their due diligence, because it was not the federal government's land to pledge that way. And I'm not advocating that anybody do anything about it other than to expand your consciousness to understand that when the government acts illegally, what they do is automatically null and void. And that was actually set forth in a very early case by the United States Supreme Court, Marbury versus Madison, which ruled laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. You don't have to wait for somebody, well, that's unconstitutional. Well, you're going to have to wait 6 years, get it to the Supreme Court. Nope, not according to Marbury versus Madison. If it doesn't mesh with the Constitution, it's automatically dead on arrival here. Now, speaking of dead on arrival, we've been talking a lot about the medical industrial complex and all of its abuses. And if it wasn't so tragic, it would be funny to see all these commercials on TV for the latest whiz-bang synthetic molecule patentable market-exclusive drug, immediately followed by the ambulance-chasing commercial for the law firm that is suing on behalf of people that drug has actually damaged. Latest one being Viagra, which apparently doubles your possibility of getting skin cancer. Now, corporatized medicine really got started, again, back in the 1970s, when corporate interests said, you know, we can really turn this into a profit center as long as we stop worrying about things like patient care and efficacy and all the rest of that nonsense. And apparently, the Office of National Statistics in Great Britain has come on out showing the quality of care in the national health system is really not very good, because the data for England and Wales is showing that in 2015, hunger and dehydration were a factor in 828 patient deaths in hospitals and care homes. Now, these patients died officially of other conditions, but the Office of National Statistics is saying these people could have survived if they were being properly fed and hydrated, and they were just being neglected. We see more of this in our veterans' hospitals here in the United States of America. If you can't carry a gun and shoot the people whose oil we want, you're of no more use to us. Just get on out and do the patriotic thing and die. We've been talking about the problems with vaccine, which is not about health, but all about selling medicine to perfectly healthy people who may not even need it, can actually be harmed by it. We've made the analogy with the traveling Wild West medicine show. That's exactly the same morality at work there. And so we're a little bit delighted to find out that Donald Trump has asked Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a critic of vaccines, and to basically chair a vaccine safety commission on Tuesday. Now, there are reports that one of Trump's children is autistic. We know that Robert De Niro was a supporter of the documentary Vaxxed, because one of his children is autistic, and there is a very compelling body of evidence that links the two. Autism is not an historic disease. It hasn't always been with us. There were no autistic people during the Renaissance or in ancient Egypt. Autism was first identified and described in the early 1940s, shortly after thimerosal was added to vaccines as a preservative. And mind you, this is in the 1940s, this started appearing. And it's been growing and growing and growing. And today, it's something like one out of every 56 children are going to be diagnosed autistic, and they're always diagnosed after the vaccinations. If you haven't seen the documentary Vaxxed, you need to. I actually ordered one. I was going to send to Donald Trump along with an article that I've been writing about this, but it looks to me like he's ahead of the ball on this already. Because Robert Kennedy Jr. Describes vaccination as a holocaust. Now, this article that's reporting on this is saying, well, you know, the claims about links to autism have been debunked. No, they've been denied. They haven't been disproven. There was a study we reported on about 2 weeks ago where they had a large group of homeschooled children who had not been given the mandatory vaccinations, and they just did a health comparison between the two, and they found the non-vaccinated children were far healthier than the vaccinated children. One of the big sore points of contention for the vaccine industry is finding some way to get a law passed to force the Amish to accept vaccinations. The Amish refuse vaccination on religious grounds, and there is no autism in the Amish population. There was one case that showed up, and the vaccine industry made a big deal. Amish children get autism, and it turned out this one child had been adopted after he'd been given the mandated dosage of vaccines. There's an issue there. But we live in a country in which making money is the top priority. Keeping the bankers happy is all that really matters. And that's why we get sold products that are sometimes not helpful, occasionally harmful, and all of them designed to basically fall apart as soon as the final payment is made. That's fascism. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, Robert Kennedy Jr. is a very powerful voice in the anti-mandatory vaccine movement. And he's done a lot of really good work. But the vaccine companies are big advertisers on corporate media, and corporate media never offends the big advertisers, whether it's vaccines or GMO or anything else. And it's another area in which we need to remember the corporate media is not constrained by any law to tell us the truth about any matter whatsoever. That was what came out of that Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit. These Fox News reporters who wrote a story on the negative health impacts of consuming meat and dairy products from cows treated with synthetic bovine growth hormone, Fox News said, no, they're a big advertiser with us, and fired the reporters. The reporters sued for wrongful termination, violation of their contract, and they lost on appeal. When the judge said, look, there's no law that says the corporate media has to tell you the truth. It just doesn't exist. There ought to be one, but there isn't. And that tells you all you need to know about the corporate media. The law of the land is the owners and managers of corporate media can order their correspondents and prostitutes to lie to you. And if they refuse, they can be fired. So always keep that in mind whenever the corporate media is out there screaming about how GMOs are perfectly okay for you and vaccines are safe. And anybody who says otherwise is just a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy nutcase kook and an arm of Russian intelligence. If you have not seen the documentary Vaxxed, it's available as a pay-per-view on Amazon Live. For some reason, Time Warner Cable's refusing to carry it. You can buy the DVD at Amazon, and now it's showing up on eBay. You can get copies of the DVD. I bought a whole bunch of them. They're standard gift going on out to expectant families. Doesn't make a difference in California where it's all by law, but for people who are living in other states where it's still optional and you can opt out, it's important for them to know. We've reached a stage right now where the dangers of vaccines seem to overwhelm the possible benefits, especially when we get into that issue about how somebody who's been vaccinated is now shedding live virus to everybody around them, triggering an outbreak, which the corporate media will then say, oh, there's a mumps outbreak. You should rush in to get the vaccine. When the evidence is that the process of vaccinating the children is what created the outbreak in the first place. But it's making money. We're making lots of money with vaccines. $30 billion a year. That's got to count for something. And under fascism, it definitely does. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Sandra in Houston, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I love your show. I wanted to ask your opinion. How did the gunman in Florida get his ammunition? I thought that you couldn't carry the ammunition with the weapon. And from the news reports, it makes it look like he just got the weapon off the conveyor belt along with his ammunition and walked into the restroom and loaded the gun up.
Well, I know the TSA regulation is that you can't check a loaded gun in your luggage. I am unaware if there is a specific prohibition against having a gun and ammunition in your luggage packed separately. I know in some states in the United States, when you're transporting your firearm, it must be in the trunk and it must be unloaded with the ammunition separate from it. But I honestly don't know if there's a prohibition there. I think of far greater concern is the fact that the FBI had taken this guy's gun away from him because he was out there insisting the U.S. government made him fight on behalf of ISIS. And maybe they did. We know that the U.S. government has been supporting ISIS. But then amazingly enough, they gave him back his gun. Didn't put him on any of the no-fly lists or watch lists saying be careful for this guy. And he got on that plane in Alaska, went down to Fort Lauderdale, and just shot up the place. And the gun grabbers are already out there saying, see, we've got to ban guns. And the reality is what Fort Lauderdale teaches us is TSA can't protect you. Police can't protect you. They didn't even arrest the guy till he'd run out of bullets.
Right.
The lesson we learned from Fort Lauderdale is some of those people should have been allowed to be carrying firearms, and as a matter of fact, we're already hearing that some states are considering laws to allow employees of airports to carry concealed on their jobs.
Right. Well, do you think there's any connection between the legislation that was proposed about banning the automatic rifles out of Florida?
Well, fully automatic weapons are already restricted in the United States. You can still buy one, but there's a huge tax stamp you have to buy for it. What they're always talking about are semi-automatic weapons, which are not the same thing as a machine gun, but they like to pretend that they are. I'm, again, unfamiliar with the specific pistol that this Fort Lauderdale shooter had. Frankly, it sounds like either this individual was on way too many prescription antidepressants or he was set up to be a patsy.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Sandra. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Michael. I'm calling in kind of in response to some of the things that some previous callers have called about. For instance, the guy who called in who's should he get, you know, Israel be giving him money because his relatives helped liberate Europe or, you know, tried to free the slaves. They were in the Union Army and so on and so forth. And I wanted to make a point because this cultural war on basically white men more than anybody, but not only white men.
Straight white men. Straight white men. If you're gay, you're off the target list. So for the benefit of anybody who's making up the target list here, I'm actually a lesbian trapped in a man's body, so I don't qualify as a straight white male, so don't shoot at me, okay?
But even a gay white man has to bear the burden of having all the anti-white stuff that's being said. So it even extends to all whites, really. But specifically, you're right. I think it's straight white men. But you remember back in the 50s when we were kids, when the Russians with their massive inferiority complex were always saying, "Well, we invented the light bulb. We invented the airplane. We invented it." Remember that whole.
Well, wait a minute. No, it had nothing to do with insecurity. It had everything to do with the fact that many of the people that we're told in our schools invented things did not actually do that. And you need to keep that in mind. We know that the U.S. military has stolen a lot of technology from Russia, the variable sweep wing and so forth. But let me just give you a couple of examples here. Let me just find this article here. There we are. And give you some examples of what you were taught in school isn't actually the reality, okay? You were probably taught in school that King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain, originally they gave credit for the discovery of America to the wrong person, Amerigo Vespucci. That's why we're called America instead of Columbia here. Now, you were probably taught in school that Gutenberg invented movable type printing, Thomas Edison invented the electric light, the Wright brothers built the first powered aircraft, Henry Ford invented the automobile, Alexander Bell invented the telephone, and Marconi invented radio. But Panfilo Castaldi invented movable type printing in 1426, 14 years before Gutenberg. Chinese printer P. Sheng invented movable type printing in 1041 AD. Humphrey Davy invented the electric light bulb in 1802, 77 years before Edison. Gustav Whitehead flew his powered aircraft in 1901, 2 years before Kitty Hawk. And they've discovered a photograph that confirms the event took place. Aeronautical engineers reconstructed his original design and found not only could it fly, it flew better than the first Wright Flyer. Interestingly enough, in the contract between the Wright family and the Smithsonian, there is a specific clause that the Smithsonian, in exchange for permission to display the Wright Flyer, is not allowed to acknowledge any other powered flight experiments that were going on in that day and age. Henry Ford produced the first affordable automobile and the assembly line, but Carl Benz manufactured and sold the first gasoline-powered motor car in 1885. The first telephone was created by Antonio Meucci, who was too poor to file a patent, and he left his model and designs at a law office trying to raise money. They disappeared from there. One of the employees at that law office was a very young Alexander Graham Bell. Nikola Tesla filed a patent for radio in 1897. Marconi's attempt to patent radio was rejected due to Tesla's prior work, but because Marconi had a lot of money and PR behind him and he built the first transmitter that could reach across the Atlantic, the media proclaimed him the father of radio. But in 1943, the United States Supreme Court ruled that Tesla, not Marconi, came up with the idea of radio first. And so you need to be very, very careful when you go back and you say in the 1950s where Russia said, we did this first and we did that. And they made fun of it to lampoon it and discredit it. But in a lot of cases, there's some truth to the fact that the Americans weren't really the first to invent all the things we were being told Americans invented first.
I hear you, and I understand that. And all of what you said is very valid. What I'm talking about are... Now, let me give you two examples. There's a movie out now called Hidden Treasures or something like that, and it's about basically some black women mathematicians who, basically helped get the Mercury program, apparently. I haven't even seen the movie, but the implication, the implied there is that they were absolutely key. Their science and their math, basically, they're saying they were absolutely critical.
There's something you need to remember about the Mercury spacecraft. First of all, there were no onboard computers on the Mercury spacecraft. The Mercury spacecraft launch was controlled by telemetry from the ground, where they had a big tape machine where all the instructions were recorded on it. And it was broadcast to the Atlas and Mercury during that launch phase. That's why when you look back at the videos of the Mercury launches, the first thing they say after ignition is the clock is running. Because what they're talking about is that master clock, the timeline, where from the ground the missile is being told to execute the roll program, then the pitch program, and then so forth on and so forth into space. The first onboard flight computer didn't come along until Project Gemini. And so in order to make that tape on that machine, that's where these women came in, because they were literally calculating trajectories and where that Atlas was going to go when the instruction said, move this or that rocket engine. Anyway, we got to take
and
a break.
Well,
they had a lot of help, but, they were definitely a big part of it. I'll tell you what, when we come back, I'll explain why they were there. We'll be right back.
Hi. Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. We're talking about the movie Hidden Treasures, I think it's called, about the many women who were involved in doing the math work. They actually called them computers. Okay, and the reason they were there goes all the way back to World War II, and we've all seen the poster of Rosie the Riveter, how all the eligible young men were serving in uniform in combat, and the jobs they had left behind were being filled by women. And it wasn't just assembling weapons and airplanes, there were also engineering jobs. Now, this was in the very early days of the NACA, which eventually became NASA, and when they started getting the rocket components back from Germany, they needed people who were going to be able to do the calculations to figure out what these were doing, because there were, again, no onboard computers. In fact, von Braun's design of the V2 was absolutely brilliant, because all of its ability to autocorrect its trajectory was built in hardware, gyros and links and everything going to the monkey rudders and actuators. And so these women got in, and it was a job that normally would have been taken by a man. And as NACA grew and the development of the V2 became the development of the Juno and eventually the Redstone, these women had grown up with the program. It would have been silly to let them go. So when Mercury came along, they were still in those positions, and they were absolutely critical to figuring out the mathematics of getting into orbit, or suborbit, as it were, and you know, we're used to having computers everywhere in our coffee makers and everything. But back then, computers were very rare, very expensive. The chip at the heart of the original IBM PC and the Apple II, the 8080, was a microchip implementation of a computer called, if I recall correctly, the IBM 7093 real-time data processor, which is what the early NACA and NASA were dealing with when they finally started getting computers. Thing took up a whole room, and then it got put down onto the chip, and that was part of the technological fallout from that whole Apollo thing. But back then, calculators basically could add, subtract, multiply, and divide. Frieden came out with a square root calculator, but rather late in the game. Basically, they did everything on these things, slide rules. And one of the gripes I have with the movie Apollo 13 is when they're trying to do the matrix conversions, when they're moving from the command module to the LEM, and they show all these flight controllers with these little tiny white student model slide rules, and that's absolutely not what was used. This is what we piloted between worlds with back before the computers became available to everybody. So that's why these ladies were there, and they were an important part. They were ignored by the corporate media of the day in the focus on the actual astronauts who rode the rocket into space. And they kind of got sidelined in this ongoing PR war that was going on between Von Braun and the leadership of NASA. And it was Von Braun's sending of a monkey into space instead of a man that kind of resulted in his pull down, because that decision is what allowed the Soviet Union to get Yuri Gagarin up as the first successful human into space. And so Von Braun kind of got taken down a notch, and then they were off and running. But yeah, those ladies were really there. They were brilliant mathematicians, and history does owe them a debt of recognition here. Another good one out here, we talk often about Station H, which was this radio intercept station that actually picked up the approaching Japanese strike force before they attacked Pearl Harbor, and the messages were being decoded. They'd broken the code. They were decoded at Station Hypo, and their top cryptographer, I wish I could remember her name, but that was another lady, and she was brilliant. I think Bletchley Park, the main assistant to Alan Turing, was another lady. And, you know, there have been a lot of women who've done a lot of great things. And yes, they have been ignored by history. And yes, we have an obligation to go back and give them credit where credit is due. Used as a propaganda tool to try and say it's always been the women doing everything, and that I don't agree with. Everybody ought to be treated equally in terms of their recognition and their place in history. Okay?
Well, that's not exactly where I was going with it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're coming up on another commercial break, so stay with me, and I'll let you, when we come back from the commercials, I'll let you take it where you wanted to take it. I just went off on my own tangent here, and I apologize for that. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to Peter in Los Angeles here, I got an email from a listener saying Germans invented the car, which we already knew, Brits the jet engine, and the World Wide Web was invented by a European. The first website was in Switzerland. Yes, it was developed at CERN. And the writer goes on to say, I had high-speed ISDN living in Germany in 1995, and we had Fios high-speed broadband in Europe long before the USA did. And yeah, we're not always the first with various things. Here on Oahu, if you ever get to visit, you might want to make a point of visiting Iolani Palace. It's the palace of the later Hawaiian kings, the last two of whom were elected to that office. And the Iolani Palace, it's a beautiful, beautiful building. And it actually had electric lighting and telephones 10 years before the White House did. So, again, you have to be very cautious about how you were raised in public school to think Americans invented all these really wonderful things, because the reality is, no, they didn't. You know that angle deck on aircraft carriers? That's also a British invention. So anyway, Peter in Los Angeles, I took you in the wrong direction. Here's your opportunity to take it where you wanted to go.
Well, what you say is true. I knew some of it. It's certainly not the space stuff the way that you did, but I knew quite a bit of what you were saying. But what I'm talking about, Michael, is that by looking at this movie, people will get the impression that it was pivotal what these ladies did, these black ladies. I'm sure there were a whole lot of ladies, not just black ladies.
No, they weren't all black. In fact, my recollection is most of them were white.
Yeah, I'm sure quite massively they probably were. And let me give you another one. Ask the people in the audience to think about, does anybody, who can name World War II fighter squadrons? Well, the one that comes up is the Tuskegee Airmen. Right?
Yes. Yes.
But they were a squadron is only about 24 planes, and we had 360,000 aircraft that we manufactured, and they didn't even have an ace, and not one ace, even though they were in combat for 3 years, and they were not even close to the most distinguished fighter squadron or group out there, yet everybody knows their names. And if asked, they would say, well, they were pivotal. Oh, my Lord, they were pivotal. Well, no, they weren't. They were almost insignificant except for the social part of it.
There's no question these movies are definitely being politicized to push a particular agenda. The accomplishments are being overstated to make a political point. But we have to walk a fine line between saying, yes, it's overstated, but acknowledging they did play a role. They did play a part. And that has to be, remembered properly. But you're right. We've seen all these movies that are out there pushing the racial divide agenda. In a way, it's almost like they're trying to punch the buttons of people who know the real history by saying, yeah, they were there, but you're kind of overblowing what they did. I mean, obviously, these ladies who were doing the calculations for the launch were part of it, but the guys who put together that system to send the information to Mercury, the people who built the capsule itself, and certainly the astronauts, they were all key parts of it as well. And it's an interesting footnote to history, but I haven't seen the movie, but it sounds to me like it's been overblown to push this agenda about, oh, look at the contributions of these women and these blacks did, and they've been cheated by history, and it's time for us to forget all about those straight white male astronauts and remember that these ladies, were key. Technically, if you think about it, everybody who's on a space mission is key for one reason or another. The later NASA with all the global warming stuff was a lot of feather bedding. But certainly on those early missions, everybody who was there had a very important job to do. And if they didn't do it right, the range safety officer got to do his job.
Well, Mike, I looked at the Common Core history book a couple of years ago for my nephew, who was a junior in high school for American history. And in his American history textbook, I went through and I counted after reading this. They mentioned Harriet Tubman like 8 times and U.S. Grant 3.
Yes.
Now, Harriet Tubman, a courageous woman, did a lot of stuff, freed hundreds of slaves and led them north and was a spy. I know all the story about Harriet Tubman, but she pales in significance to U.S. Grant. And, there wouldn't be. Hell, there might be slavery still without U.S. Grant. It's every time these things are overblown, it's almost like a zero-sum game. These are inflated, and the achievements of the other people who did the real heavy lifting are deflated, and that's what bothers me.
No, I understand what you're saying, and I absolutely agree with you that we're not getting a fair treatment of real history. We're getting history being politicized and twisted to serve an agenda. And as far as Common Core is concerned, if I were fortunate enough to have a child, I would send them to private school before I ever let them near anything from Common Core. We actually knew one of the people here in Hawaii who was involved with that Common Core, and the stories that she would tell us about, you know, all the corruption in the Department of Education, and how one of the reasons they distorted things like the history of Ulysses S. Grant and the Bill of Rights and everything was to force school districts to buy all new textbooks that conformed with Common Core. And, you know, your old textbook, that's now verboten. We're going to have a big pile and burn them in the town square and shout Sieg Heil over it. And, you know, history is being weaponized against ordinary people to give us a false idea of where things are going. And it's another way of cutting us loose from what our real history is. We know that those who are in positions of power like to twist history to suit their own particular agenda, and that's certainly been true in Hollywood. I'll give you a very benign example of exactly how that comes about. You've probably seen time and again movies about the gunfight at the OK Corral, and it's always shown from the point of view of Wyatt Earp being the heroic figure. They even had a TV series based on Wyatt Earp, and you know, both sides were right and both sides were wrong in that confrontation in Tombstone. Why does Hollywood always favor Wyatt Earp's point of view? Because after he stopped being a lawman and retired, he went out west and he actually became a consultant for the movie studios for the early silent movie cowboy stars like Tom Mix. And so he was there promoting his particular view of history, and that has become the established narrative.
Well, Mike, I'll leave you with this one thought. Five years from now, we're going to see movies talking about what great legal lions and moral and legal lions Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder were. Mm-hmm. And watch and see. They'll be glorified the same way.
And those movies will do as well at the box office as the feminized Ghostbusters did.
Well, that's it for me, guys. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Just got another reader email reminding us that Al Gore invented the internets. All right. Speaking of internets and the rest of it, we've seen all these very bizarre videos, accidents with Alexa, little kid talking to it, and Alexa starts pushing adult products at it. And gets really funny when somebody will get two of these units in the same room and let them talk to each other. And it gets really, really bizarre. Two of the Google ones there were talking with each other, and it ended up with one of them claiming to be a mermaid, which may actually have implications for artificial intelligence research. But there's another problem. Apparently, Amazon Echo's Alexa is always listening to everything that is going on around it, and it's developed a new problem, because apparently Alexa is now ordering stuff people are talking about without specifically being told to. Alexa says, oh, they're talking about couch cushions, and Alexa will place the order with Amazon for couch cushions. There ought to be a confirm process in there, and I'm sure they'll probably add one in when they're dealing with the cost of all those returns. There's a tremendous concern over the fact that they're listening to everything you say, just like the view screen in 1984. They're recording it all, and the concern is one of the reasons why they're being priced so inexpensively is to get them into homes as a sales tool and as yet another surveillance device here. Now, there's a new malware, new phishing attack out there that is able to access the data in your browser's autofill library. When you have a browser with autofill enabled, you'll type three letters and then it pops up all the possible suggestions. And apparently Chrome, Safari, Opera, and extensions such as LastPass can be tricked into leaking this information in this new phishing attack if you visit the wrong websites. Now, another one that's going on, this is from ZDNet. Fake email notices are showing up in people's homes infected with ransomware. It's called the Diamond Fox malware, and not only does it encrypt your computer and demand a ransom, it's also stealing all of your personal data. Now, it arrives at point two specific emails. One claims to be from the Federal Trade Commission saying your company's under investigation for violating the Consumer Credit Protection Act. The other one claims to be a notice from a court saying that you've used illegal software and you must attend trial. And Scare tactics like this are designed to get people to click the link as quickly as possible without pause, and they get a downloadable zip file disguised as a PDF document. And another reminder, turn off macros and automatic whatevers for all of your software. In fact, at this point, I think anybody still using Microsoft Office is just waiting to be attacked. You need to go on out and use OpenOffice, which does pretty much everything you need to do in an office suite, but it doesn't have macros. It doesn't accept these Windows format documents. They have to be imported, and during the import, macros and things are deleted. Now, another real problem here is that apparently implantable pacemakers and defibrillators have been discovered to have vulnerabilities where somebody could literally hack in remotely and zap your heart, stop your heart. And finally, apparently, St. Jude Medical Devices is starting to release security patches for vulnerable cardiac devices. I mean, that's got to be a bizarre thing. You're sitting in the doctor's office and somebody comes by and says, "What are you doing?" So I'm having my firmware updated. Talk about the Borg. And I got to tell you, one of the things I really dislike about my smart TV is how I'll be watching a program, and all of a sudden, without warning, a box pops up right in the middle of the screen saying, "Your smart hub has finished updating. Do you wish to start?" No, I don't. Can't you do that when I'm, like, not watching the TV or something? There are days, and maybe it's just because I'm an old guy, sometimes I just miss the old TV that had two knobs, off on volume and the channel selector, and that was it. And yes, you'd have to wait a minute for the tubes to warm up in the back, but you still have to wait that long with the modern digital TV while it boots itself. We just got an updated cable box from Time Warner, and that thing can be knocked out of service by a dip in the power. Happened last night. It takes 12 minutes for that cable box to reset itself and come back online. 12 minutes. It's ridiculous here. Now, story coming on out of Tech Republic is 49% of businesses fell victim to cyber ransom attacks in 2016. This is according to a report from Radware, and IT professionals are concerned about data loss or loss of access to critical data. Ransomware criminals have been targeting hospitals on the theory that the hospital will just rush and pay the ransom right then and there, because if they can't get to those computer records, they could make a mistake and kill a patient. Lives are literally at stake here. And part of the problem is that Obamacare mandated all hospital records be computerized. Forget about that paper stuff. I mean, the fact that it can't be hacked is irrelevant here. We want it all computerized, so if somebody makes a mistake, we can change the computer record. Now, cybercrime has become a major problem, obviously. It's a threat to the economy, and still the U.S. government does nothing about it. One has to wonder why. Now, we know that the Kaspersky people identified one hacker collective, the Equation Group, as being part of the NSA. We know that the American people are being pillaged and plundered by the police departments through civil forfeiture. Maybe the ransomware is another way for the government that's desperately broke and hopelessly in debt and doesn't want to raise taxes for political reasons to scam more money out of the public. 49% of businesses? That's a lot of businesses. That's a lot of ransom being paid. That's a huge amount of money for the U.S. government to sit there and say, "Yeah, it's not an issue. It's not a big issue. You know, we're too busy tracking terrorists." Is cybercrime another covert project by the U.S. government to enrich themselves at our expense? Now, China continues to amaze. And this is another example of things being developed in other countries that are way, way beyond what we're doing here. And that's another reason why I support a revival of our civilian technology incubator in space exploration so that we can start building these things. There's a Chinese electronics manufacturer, Changong, that have developed a smartphone called the H2 that has a built-in molecular scanner. so that you can wave this thing over that lunch you are about to eat, and it will tell you the chemical composition, potentially identify things that maybe you don't want to eat. I'd love one of those things to warn me when I'm about to take a mouthful of monosodium glutamate. And it sounds too good to be true, and I'm waiting to see an actual demonstration of it, but it shows the kind of forward thinking that's out there, where the Chinese understand there is a world market for devices that are going to help people avoid things like toxic food additives, synthetic foods. I don't think it's going to be able to do anything about the GMO, unless it's looking for the malformed proteins created by GMOs. Now, Yahoo, which has been one of the players since the early days, is about to fade away. They're changing their name to Alibaba. I kind of liked Yahoo, but they may have thought that that was kind of a self-diminishing name. But they're now Alibaba. So instead of Yahoo, it's Alibaba. Please keep that in mind. Now, there was an amazing video on YouTube. We actually put it up a few days ago, and I didn't get to it because, well, like now, running out of time. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die.
desert tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And as you know, this is the age of the drone, and some are very bad things, like predators and so forth. But they're the other drones that are a lot of fun. And there's an amazing video. I just bumped it to the top of whatreallyhappened.com. It's from Samsung's. It's a promo piece. And apparently over in Europe, these engineers got together and they built a drone strong enough to lift a human being. And there's this four-minute long video of this drone picking people up or just towing them along on their skis. And it's just amazing to see these devices. I love the little drones, especially the ones that can carry cameras. I had one briefly, but one of the rotor engines failed and I haven't been able to replace it. But it is amazing how stable they are, how easy they are to fly, and it's just a lot of fun. Anyway, getting on to some more serious stuff. Boy, planet Earth is rocking and rolling. There has been a noticeable increase in seismic activity all over the planet. For the last several weeks, earlier today, they had a magnitude 6.7 quake in the Solomon Islands. And I'm very concerned because there have been a lot of big quakes there and at the other end of that same fault structure up toward New Guinea. And if that stretch of fault between were to start unzipping, there could be some serious, serious issues. And then a little later in the day, in the Philippines, a magnitude 7.3. Neither of these presented a tsunami threat to Hawaii. The second one was just simply too deep to cause that. Now, as you know, here in Hawaii, we are very big on volcanoes because that's basically what we're all standing on here. We've been talking about how down on the Big Island, some of these gigantic lava benches, acres and acres, have been breaking off into the ocean. And in so doing, they have exposed a phenomenon called a lava tube, which is the name implies, a tube through the rock lava is flowing through. And with the clean break, these lava tubes are now producing what is called a lava fire hose, where you literally see a stream of lava flying out into the air and then arcing down into the ocean. And so it's quite amazing to see. And if you are on the Big Island, there are a lot of ancient lava tubes, which are now cool, that you can explore in. And the ancient Hawaiians used to use them as tunnels to get around, often without being seen. Meanwhile, over in Italy, there's concern over Campi Flegrei. It's one of the world's most dangerous supervolcanoes, and it's very, very close to Naples. And if you look at that area in Google Earth, you will see there's a lot of craters there. And underneath all of these small craters is this supervolcano. And scientists are now concerned it seems to have reached the critical phase and could erupt. They're not saying when, might not happen in our lifetime, but there's a serious problem there. And they're predicting that this will put more than 1,000 cubic kilometers of mass into the atmosphere. This is in contrast to like Krakatoa in 1883 that erupted 30 cubic kilometers of ejecta. And of course, we still got that big supervolcano underneath Yellowstone that we got to keep an eye on. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Attention, Rivero's Rangers. You are all part of the independent media. Take what you learn here. Take what you learn at the website. Share it with everybody that you know. Go gently. Do not trigger their defensive reflexes. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.